The three-day Chumai Festival wrapped up in Sunday in Bethel. More than 20 dance groups from up and down the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers and across North America came together to dance, celebrate, and this year to heal. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
This is a year of healing.
Chief Acts Peter Atchak welcomed the Delta to the 2014 Chumai Festival.
If you came in here brokenhearted, or if you came in here a little bit sad, or there's something bothering you, we are going to get rid of that.
The recently revived Udmouthlet group was back for the first time in 6 years. Ollie Alexi explained a crowd favorite. It's a song about the birds and the birds.
Yeah, generally that means it's a goose mating song. Mm-hmm. Boy and a girl come together, dancing together in face to face. And at the end, they get together and they mate.
They become
a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Alexi Brown is with the Udmouthlet group.
A lot of us go through our own problems. We have our own heartaches and struggles. Mm-hmm. And just dancing seems to, you know, take some weight off your back. You can express yourself, and you can have an open mind and an open heart.
One local group making a long-awaited return to Chumai was the group from Queetluck. They haven't performed at Chumai since 1990. Garrett Michael and Solomon Olick are from Queetluck. Olick says it's taken some homework to bring those dances back to life.
And some of the motions were changed because we forgot it. Okay. We forgot the motions and watching the old DVD VHS tapes, we corrected our motions.
Chumai this year celebrated two men who have lived that idea of healing with dance. The festival was dedicated to the late Albert Atchak of Chivak. The living treasure was presented to 97-year-old Ben Tucker of Imangak. World-famous harmonica and fiddle duo Mike Stevens and Ray McLean put on a show. The two have performed for years at the Grand Ole Opry. Stevens is from southern Canada. He's working to combat the epidemic of huffing. Stevens has gone out and simply given harmonicas to kids with huffing problems.
You don't know where it's going to end up. You don't know what's going to happen. But it only takes that one sort of spark or inspiration to help somebody figure out what they want to do or, you know, turn a corner.
Two visual artists opened an exhibit on the healing theme. Mask maker Drew Michael is Yupik and Inupiaq. He and painter Elizabeth Ellis teamed up to make the Aggravated Organisms exhibit. The 10 masks each deal with a different disease, like diabetes, fetal alcohol syndrome, and behavioral health. Michael says masks have been traditionally used to tell stories and teach.
And so it was really important for a mask maker to be able to portray a story, dance it, and sing about it, and then share it, and then as a community, there could be kind of a prayer ceremony, and hopefully there'd be some kind of healing.
Michael then passed on the large masks to Ellis to paint.
I just kind of looked at the mask, and I just kind of got the feel of what illness or disease would kind of go with the mask. So it just got better and better, I think, as each mask was producing. So we did 10 of them. My job was to do the research and find kind of the best imagery, what would fit.
2014 marks the end of the term of the current Miss WIO and Miss Chumai, Megan Leary. She handed the Miss WIO sash to, drum roll please,
Alyssa Poe from Bethel.
The 23-year-old ran on a platform of encouraging younger generations to pursue higher education while simultaneously continuing to be strong in traditional ways. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.